You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with industrial policy, manufacturing and technology, artificial intelligence in this digital age as well, and what may well be the government's biggest investment in American industrial policy ever. The Senate has passed, as you've surely heard, the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act with a surprising, shocking, really, amount of bipartisan support, an indicator of how important Congress thinks this is. A quarter of a trillion doesn't really sound like much when you compare it to all the virus relief bills, right? But $250 billion is real money. And as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, there is some real strategic industrial need here, too.
China's government has an explicit national policy saying it wants to be the world leader in things like artificial intelligence. It's throwing a lot of resources at this, and scientists and politicians in the U.S. are concerned. Daniel Castro is with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation.
The U.S. is doing pretty well right now in this global race for AI. And so the challenge isn't really where we are today, but it's where we're going to be in 10 years.
U.S. government funding for basic research has been declining for decades.
There's no question that we need to be investing more, especially in this moment when we're being challenged by global competitors like China.
Caleb Watney is with the Progressive Policy Institute. The Senate would increase the National Science Foundation budget by 30%. Only a small portion of that increase goes to general scientific research. Most, $29 billion over 5 years, goes to a new technology directorate focused on 10 specific cutting-edge areas. That includes artificial intelligence. Samuel Hammond at the Niskanen Center says the government could and should spend more.
The technology directorate, the original idea was to provide it $100 billion over 5 years. But in the process of this moving through Congress, that was really curtailed. It was really cut back.
He says there are other areas of American scientific research that need major overhauling. The fact that scientists who get government grants have to spend 40% of their time applying for and managing those grants through a highly bureaucratic process. Others point out that the U.S. trains the world's brightest science students, but doesn't have a visa program to reliably keep them here. Raphael Reif is president of MIT.
We are on a science and technology race for the future. It is with science and technology that we address things like COVID and the biggest challenges the world has, the health of our economy, our security. That is key to all of the above.
In this millennium, countries don't get much by conquering territory. The war for your country's prosperity is fought in the lab and the marketplace. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
The big headlines out of President Biden's trip to Europe that started today are going to be geopolitics. That is just the way presidential trips go, and we get that around here. But spare a thought, would you, for trade? Because I'll tell you what, the White House is, specifically the tariffs that the U.S. and the European Union are still hitting each other with on everything from airplanes to motorcycles to hard liquor. And oh, by the way, consumers are still paying those tariffs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on how both sides are looking for a trade war truce.
Fond of provolone, a fan of Bordeaux, then you felt the sting of tariffs.
I will confess that we purchase a lot of wine and cheese in our household.
Lynn Fisher Fox is a partner and trade lawyer at the law firm of Arnold & Porter. She's been following a trade dispute over Europe's subsidies for Airbus and U.S. support for Boeing that resulted in 25% tariffs on certain European products like wine and cheese and EU tariffs on U.S. goods.
And these huge volumes on really important products for both countries likely caused political pressure.
The two sides have already agreed to suspend these tariffs until July. Now the EU is calling on President Biden to work toward resolving the aircraft dispute during a meeting next week. But don't uncork that French champagne yet. The two sides are also bickering over U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. Jennifer Hillman is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
All steel and aluminum coming in from the European Union is being assessed, a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum.
Hillman says there's talk of a self-imposed December 1st deadline for resolution of the steel and aluminum dispute. Wendy Cutler, vice president of the Asia Society Policy Institute, says even a little nudge from President Biden would be significant.
Now, as a former trade negotiator, when the president of the United States says, do everything you can to resolve a dispute, the pressure's on to find a solution.
Otherwise, those tariffs on EU products that were suspended will snap back, and you'll pay even more for your Bordeaux and Provolone. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.